I'm Norma Walton, and this is Norma Walton Talks. Today's topic, why construction costs are skyrocketing. I am at Deerhurst Resort, and in the background is a beautiful building that Deerhurst just finished completion on in the last 2 years. Initially, suites started at $300,000, and the last three suites they have available are currently listed for $599,000 for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, 1,228-square-foot, fully furnished unit. So over the 5 years it took them to build it, the cost of product has doubled. And those three suites that are available are certainly not the pick of the crop. So there are three reasons that I think construction costs are skyrocketing. The first is there's a lack of supply. So if you think about COVID, COVID shut down a bunch of the factories and pulp and paper mills and lumber cutting shops for a few months. And as a result, you know, obviously that impacts the supply of those products to the market. So that's, you know, the first issue is that there just isn't the supply that there typically is. An example for this is pressure treated lumber. One of my colleague's sons works at Lowe's, and when people come in with enthusiasm and tell him, I want to build a deck this year, he tells them solemnly, I'm sorry, but you should wait till next year because I don't have any pressure treated lumber for you. And another example of that is in Bracebridge at the Home Depot, there was a huge shipment of lumber came in, and one fellow bought all of it, put it in a flatbed truck, trucked it 100 kilometers north, charged another 30 cents a foot for all of it, and made about $10,000 in profit after all of his costs. So you look at that and you realize that it's tough to get plywood, it's tough to get pressure-treated lumber, and those are sort of fundamental pieces in the construction trade and the building trade that are hard to come by right now. So the first issue is a supply of product issue. The second issue or problem or you know reason that construction costs are skyrocketing is that the demand is up. So you think about all of us home for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, we're looking at our house and we're saying, okay, if I'm going to be working from home going forward, I need a home office, or I need a better space, or I need a nicer deck so that I can work out on the deck in a covered facility where I can be productive. So our demand to renovate our houses is up because we've been in them without break for a number of months, and that sort of environment makes you look around and say, okay, we have to do something here. We have to improve this. It's, you know, it's a place, we have to make this place livable 24/7 if I'm going to be working from home or spending a lot more time at home. So demand is way up. So that's the second reason that construction costs are skyrocketing, in my opinion. And the third reason is the nature of the construction worker. The ability to find skilled people who are reliable is difficult. You talk to any contractor, their biggest issue is people showing up when they say they're going to show up. So if Joe says he's coming on Monday to do your chimney, you're lucky if he shows up a week Monday. And you don't complain, you just say, thank you so much for coming, can you please do the work? And then of course he starts the work, and you're lucky if he finishes it in 2 weeks as opposed to 2 months, because again, Joe's in tremendous demand. All sorts of people want him. He has all sorts of options to make money. A lot of construction fellows, because their skills are in such demand, moonlight. So he may work for company A during the day, and then he may build a deck for a friend, or you know, do some basement renovations for another guy on the side. So the ability to obtain skilled tradespeople, skilled laborers, unskilled laborers who are, you know, showing up at your job when you ask them to is difficult. So those are three trends or three realities in the construction industry right now that causes me to predict that construction costs, unfortunately, are going to continue to skyrocket in the foreseeable future. And the challenge with that is inevitably that pushes up the cost or the price that you have to garner for your real estate, as evidenced by Deerhurst going from $300,000 for a beautiful two-bedroom lakeside unit to $600,000 for the three orphan units that are left. That is my take on why construction costs are skyrocketing. Thank you for listening.